The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Question for men. When is it okay if you're separated from the mother of your child to bring your kids around a new person? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
And we got this question from a woman, of course.
Hey, got a question for you. A man should introduce his kids to a woman unless they're together, I think, about a year before it goes any further. So that's what I think.
That's with everybody. I think that's in any relationship. I don't understand why there's so much pressure on women to not bring men around. That's right. You shouldn't bring different men around in your children's lives. But yet you see men, they run different women in and out of their kids' lives like nothing. And it should be on both sides because it's affecting those children.
Exactly.
Is this really that big a deal, though?
Automatic, first of all, like, yes, it is a big deal. Let me tell you, you came from a house where you had mom and dad all the time.
True.
You and I are married. We're raising our child together. But remember, I was married twice before you. Okay? This blended family thing is the new norm. The majority of
Remember that. You beat that into your brain there, Otto.
No, but I made a lot of mistakes.
Remember I had two lifetimes before you.
Two, dude.
Let me tell you something. I made a lot of mistakes before.
The first mistake was not marrying me on the first time.
Anyway, DJ Automatic. You know, you don't want to get your kids around different people. You just don't. I waited a long time for you to meet, you know, my daughters because I had made some mistakes in my past. And we just finished watching the documentary, The Trials of Gabriel Fernandez. Oh. And I know it's tough. And if you haven't watched this on Netflix yet, this is a must-see. This woman, she meets this dude.
Your must-sees are different than my must-sees.
No, it's a great movie about the system.
Well, it's a documentary, Dan. It's not a movie.
Well, it is. It's a documentary.
It's real life.
And this woman brought this man into her life. She didn't even know him very long. He's living there. The kids are having to call him dad. And the man is abusing this child, ends up killing him. And I know this is that's extreme, obviously, but it doesn't matter. You can't know somebody that quick, like in a second, in a month, in 2 months. You got to wait to get to know that person before you bring them around your children. However, I don't see that many people calling men out for that. I do women like, oh, you always want to bring your boyfriend around.
You sure are talking a lot for what guys think.
Well, I think that's true, though, because I think oftentimes you hear about when women are introduced, when it's a good time for women to introduce their kids, like you're saying now with you and Automatic. But I think it's good to have this conversation on what guys think because you never hear the male's perspective.
Exactly. I want women to listen to what men really think. The woman who called in says that she does not like the fact that this person she knows is now single and he has different women in his life. That's cool. But he keeps bringing his kids around all these different women. It can't be good for their psyche. And who knows if they're even good for the kids, you know?
I mean, in all reality, the same rules should apply to men that apply to women. Don't bring your kids until you're in a committed, serious relationship.
I agree, but not everyone does. Let's hear from the guys. What do you think? When is the appropriate time, men, for you to bring your children around a new person in your life?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Question for men. When is the right time for you to introduce your children to your new partner? Let's say you're newly single. You live in that life now. When is it? You know, how much time got to go by before you date someone, before they meet your kids? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show on What Guys Think. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And the reason we're even talking about this is because a woman said she's very upset. A man in her life who's single keeps bringing her children around different women over and over again.
I will say this. At least he's taking care of his kids. Because there's a lot of men that separate from their wife or their girl and they don't ever see their kids again.
You don't
again.
Get a cookie for doing what you're supposed to do, Automatic, on this show.
Is that woman who's concerned about her child, is that his, like, baby mama?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's his family member.
Oh. Well, she didn't mind her own damn business.
No, she's worried about that. Those are her nieces and nephews. She's worried about them.
Well, she needs to worry about getting her own dates.
She's going to keep worrying. She's going to end up babysitting them. That's what she's going to do. Keep worrying about it.
Why don't you watch them then, Sarah? Why don't you watch them? No, I just think that Automatic, you said something earlier. You made me very proud that you're my husband. You said the same rules should apply to men and women, and I agree.
Wait, hold on.
Stop. Automatic, we got to remind you, you're her third husband.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We got two more. Like she said, don't forget that.
Thank you for kicking me in the one more time.
First of all, that's the truth. And I'm not proud, but it is what it is.
Can I tell my story real quick?
What is your story, Automatic?
My dad, before we got married, he was like, you sure you want to do this? You know, this is, you're going to be her third marriage.
And now, guess what? He's dating a woman, his dad is, who's been married 3 times. And she ready to be number 4.
We're just airing them.
Well, you won't put it out there. Let's put
it out
there.
Stop telling stories, dude. Just shut up.
Let's take a phone call, all right? 833-DANA-SHOW. When is the right time, as a man, for you to bring a new woman into the life of your children? We have our very good friend Ram on hold. Line 4, Ram, go ahead.
Oh, man, that's hard. Even as a man,
Wait, hold on. Is it different for women and men? Are there different rules?
I think it's pretty much the same, to be honest. Like, I'm not trying to be, even though I'm usually on, you know, on my bro's side, but today, yeah, that's just like, I mean, it's hard because you're never going to know, like, when's the right time, but I would definitely wait plenty of years. I mean, I wouldn't want to be, because you might say, oh, you know, this relationship's going to work, and you don't know that.
And then you break up, and you've just brought all these different people in your kid's life.
It's going to be a domino effect of always different people.
I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad that we have a smart person on the line, a smart man.
Why? Who said different?
This guy. He keeps bringing different women around his kids, and the kids are confused. You know, they're like, well, who's this?
Yeah, but you got to understand, you got to think more about your child at that point than yourself. I mean, you have plenty of times when you're going to be alone. You could go do your thing.
Thank
you.
You
don't have to bring all those women around your kids.
God. See, all the women are listening. Don't think about it, women, because Ram is taken, okay? He's got a lucky woman.
My mom is bringing the kids, the girls around the kids. Bro, you got time on your own. Do your thing on your own.
Ooh. Thank you. Public service announcement from the Dana Cortez Show. And I really love that he was from jump said, I'm usually on my bro's side. It's the right thing to do for your kids, whether you're a woman or a man. Give it time. Let this relationship marinate a little bit before you bring the little ones into their lives. Otto, off the air, you said something about the fact that your parents are divorced now. You're a grown man.
Where are you going with this?
You said you didn't even want to meet the woman that your dad is dating. And you're a grown man. Emotionally, you're not ready.
Yeah,
you
can't
think
even
a little kid?
I can't even imagine like a 12 or 13-year-old kid with...
Or eight.
I always think of like the young teenagers because your body's going through so many changes and you're just changing so much as a person. And then to throw that on top of it, like to compound it by a million times because your parents just got separated, it's got to be difficult.
Ah, my dad's girlfriend's always brought me dope toys, though. So make sure you come bearing
See,
gifts.
See, I don't even know that life.
Come bearing gifts, y'all.
Anthony, you are wrong for that. Give it time. Let it breed. Put your children first. You only have them every other weekend. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show. 5 from now, this combo continues online. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We women tolerate a lot when it comes to our partners, but this one here might take the cake. It's one confession time here on the Dana Cortez Show. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So we have one of our listeners on the line who will remain anonymous. She's going to reveal what it is that she puts up with from her husband. Go ahead.
I would say I tolerate his gas.
Wait a minute. What?
What?
Did you say you tolerate his gas?
I say I tolerate his gas, yes.
How often does he break wind around you, girl? Whether it's a burp or whatever from the back. How often is this man doing this?
Okay. My rule is do not burp or fart in my kitchen. That is my one rule.
Thank you.
It hasn't happened a lot for you to
establish rules.
You know what? That's a good idea because I don't have rules. This morning, I'm brushing my teeth. Otto's getting ready, and he just... the bathroom. Just everywhere.
We're in the bathroom, Dana.
It doesn't matter. No, you were actually in our bedroom and I heard it all the way into our bathroom and I said, what the f*** are you doing? And you said, nothing. Nothing.
I am breaking wind in my own house.
Damn,
if I can't break wind in my house, where the f*** can I break wind?
That's a great question. Whose house is it?
I think for him, though, it would be that I don't do the dishes ever.
Oh,
does he do the dishes?
I fart in your face.
He does the dishes for me.
So that's why you're like, okay, just don't do it in the kitchen. You do the dishes everywhere else. You have free reign to fart.
Exactly.
What's your husband's name, girl? Let's put him out there. Let's put that out there. No, come on. Let's put him out there.
No. Oh, my goodness. How are you asleep?
Girl, everybody, every woman.
You want his number?
No.
Yeah, you want us calling? Let's call him right now.
There's no reason for us to do that.
Hold on, we're putting you on hold.
I thought we were doing this anonymously.
No, we're calling him right now.
What's his number?
Okay. His number is 407-6.
All right, what's his name?
His name is
We're going to talk to Nick about his flatulence.
What are we trying to accomplish here?
Just to ask him why he doesn't.
We're just to embarrass him.
I changed my mind.
Anthony, you just, do you know how high the ratings are right now?
I didn't want to blow up Nick's gas spot. God. All right, what are we doing? What are we trying to accomplish?
Okay. But you guys got to promise to give him a little bit of credit, a lot of credit for doing them dishes for me.
Okay, we caught it. Hold on, mama, hold on. I can't. It'll hang up on him, I think. I don't know.
Hello?
When the Dana Cortez Show continues, you hear the phone call with her husband. We'll be right back, y'all. It's One Confession.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just heard the Dana Cortez Show on, we had a woman call in and she confessed she tolerates her husband farting around her house. Welcome, y'all. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
Listen to what she said about her hubby.
Okay. My rule is do not burp or fart in my kitchen. That is my one rule.
Thank you.
It hasn't happened a lot for you to establish rules.
So then we began talking about everything, and I'm like, can we call your man? She says, yes, Anthony A. almost ruins the whole bit.
You want his number?
No, let's call him.
No, let's call him right now.
There's no reason for us to do that.
Hold on.
His number is 407-6.
All right, what's his name?
His name is
We're going to talk to Nick about his flatulence.
What are we trying to accomplish here?
Just to ask him why he doesn't.
We're just to embarrass him.
I changed my mind.
Oh, no!
See what you did, Anthony!
Anthony, you just... Do you know how high the ratings are right now?
I didn't want to blow up Nick's gas spot. God. All right, what are we doing? What are we trying to accomplish?
Okay, but you guys got to promise to give him a little bit of credit, a lot of credit for doing them dishes for me.
Okay, we caught it. Hold on, mama, hold on. So she agreed for us to call her husband, and here's how it goes. I can't. It'll hang up on him, I think. I don't know.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sir, my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, man.
Yo.
What's you doing, sir? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm just getting up.
You're just getting up, huh? Well, I just wanted to tell you that we were talking to your beautiful wife who thinks you're she's like, man, my husband, Dana, you don't even know this man. He does dishes for me. He's so incredible. Is that true? Do you do the dishes in the house?
All the time. That's my job, and hers is to watch the kids, you know?
Yeah, so you guys have this understanding. But why are you going around the house farting?
Oh, man.
But I'm just asking, like, is that like the compromise? Are you like, if I do the dishes, I get to fart everywhere? What is this? What is this? What is this?
It just runs in my family, man. I just got
gas. Oh, no. What's good? Guys.
He just outed your entire family.
I just know that they're the funnest couple ever. You guys are amazing.
I love you guys so much. Your wife's on hold. And if I knew, we really are new. If I knew how the hell to put her on the line, I would put her on the line right now. I don't want to hang up on you, but I'm going to try it. Hold on just a second.
Oh, man. She's the funniest.
I don't want to hang up on him. Hold on. Am I doing it? Nope. I hung up on girl because I don't know how to run the phone lines. But he said it runs in his family and he loves you very much. And you know what? I'm going to give you guys a prize for playing along.
Yeah.
I'm giving you guys a prize for playing along. Hold on the line. Let's figure out what we can hook you up with. Best confession ever. You guys sound like such a great couple.
It's going to be 10 years for us this summer. And I just want to say I love you guys so much.
Yes, you must love him, girl, with all that flatulence. Yes, you must. Woo!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you use your thumb to unlock your phone, you know you got to use that thumbprint.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do if your thumb is no longer attached to your hand. Well, that's what the WTF story is all about, boys and girls. Dana Cortez, Sean Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So this online publication reports that a 53-year-old man named Yuri Vinogrov, he accidentally severed his thumb via a circular saw.
Ouch!
And wasn't able to have it reattached due to his age and the fact that he has diabetes.
Oh.
So doctors couldn't put his digit back on. He decided to have some fun with his severed thumb. He stashed his thumb in the freezer to keep it fresh, for starters. Then he began wondering, I wonder if this thumb can still do the basic task of unlocking his phone. And in short, yes, it can. Mr. Yuri de-thawed his thumb.
Nah.
Ew. He had to get it all nice and soft and squishy. In order for it to unlock the phone, and it did that. Yuri was apparently able to use his severed and thawed out thumb as a stylus, opening apps and scrolling through his feed.
Stop.
Imagine if you were at a kid's birthday party and you said, hey, you want to see a magic thumb trick?
You just pull out the dead thumb. Ew, what does it smell like? So obviously this is a great WTF story, but it's even more than that because his discovery has opened up a gigantic can of worms. Investigators have always wanted to unlock smartphones using a dead suspect's digits in order to collect evidence. Now before, it was said to be impossible since a phone reacts to the electricity flowing through our bodies to work. Well, there's no electricity flowing through Mr. Yuri's thumb. Ooh. And it still works. So pretty soon, you may be reading headlines of police unlocking crucial evidence via a disembodied digit. Man, they find all kinds of evidence on people's phones now.
So what's the one thing on your phone that you wouldn't want them to find if they opened it with your dead thumb?
Hands down, got to be my weekend call history. For sure.
For me, my Instagram burner account.
What?
Hey, don't worry about that, okay? Don't be worried about what I'm doing on Instagram. Automatic?
Just my search history.
Wait, you got a fake account, Dana?
That's today's WTF story, only here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, I've been with my boyfriend for a year and a half, and I am ready to break it off. I've tried before. He doesn't want to let things go. How do I do it in the nicest way possible? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
So this is a direct message I got from Instagram. This is a common problem. Because not all breakups happen out of anger, somebody cheated. It's not always drama. Sometimes things just don't work out. The problem with that is that you still care about that person, right? You care about them. You're just not in love with them.
You're not in love.
Yeah, you know, the way that a relationship needs to keep going.
It's a hard conflict when it becomes you don't want to hurt this person, but then at the same time, they stand in between you and your happiness.
Yes.
So that's tricky, yo.
Especially, and I know that it sounds odd, but for we women, we really care about the way men feel, the way people feel. It's our maternal instincts. So she's like, he keeps telling me, let's just keep trying. She's like, this is the third time we're trying. And I just can't do this anymore. And I need to break it off. I need to be strong because I'm done with him.
That's a tough situation to be in because you can obviously see that he wants to be with her still. And she's done.
And that is the worst. When you still love somebody and they don't love you back. Oh, my gosh. That feeling.
Well, it's not that she doesn't
worst.
Love him back. I'm sure she has love for him. I think she would just cut it off completely.
She's really not
in love with him.
Yeah. So I thought, guys, what we could do is each of us get a couple of, I guess, pieces of advice that we can share with her. And anybody else listening who's going through this and we come back, you guys willing to write all that down?
Yeah.
I mean, haven't you all had to go through a breakup?
I have, and I know one thing that I should have done that I didn't do.
Will you share that with everybody listening when we come back?
Well, it's on two sides, though, right? Because it's a difficult task to break up with somebody who's still infatuated with you. And I've been a person who I had pursued a woman longer than I should have after she gave me multiple signs that she wanted to break up. So it's tough.
But it's not really on you. When you love somebody, you do try to get it. You can't just quit. Yeah. But they're three times in trying, and she's like, I'm done. At least they can both say we tried. So when we come back, we'll each share a couple of tips on how you can break up with somebody nicely. I mean, of course, they're going to be hurt. But at least you'll show them that you care about them as a person. When we come back, Dear Dana continues here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Back here on the Dana Cortez Show with Dear Dana, I had a friend of mine on Instagram DM me, and she said she wants to break up with her boyfriend of a year and a half. Now, she cares about this guy, okay, so she doesn't want to hurt him. A lot of people think that breakups are always drama. That's not the case. This just didn't work out. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I asked you guys to put, you know, together a couple of, I guess, you know, some advice for her on how to break up in the nicest way possible. She does have love for this man. They've been together a year and a half. She just doesn't love him in a way that will help this relationship grow. So who wants to go first? Oh. Anthony, you revealed something. You said you were with somebody. You pushed it a little longer than you should have.
Well, I think everybody, when you're fighting for the relationship and you still believe in it, you may be blind to some things. And a woman was literally trying to break. I was in this man's situation. The girl was trying to break up with me, but I was so infatuated with her that I was like, no, let's keep trying. Let's keep trying.
Well, you're in love with her at the time.
That's,
yes.
Yeah, that's what it was. So my piece of advice to this lady is you got to be honest, but don't be brutally honest. All right, tell him straight up just how you feel and why you're not into the relationship, but at the same time, don't attack him. And right now, one thing I'm gonna really make sure I get clear to you is don't attack his emotional sensibility right now, because he's probably a hurt puppy.
And he already knows that.
So don't attack that. Just be, hey, let it know it's not working out for you. Don't promise a friendship, because that's the corniest thing. And just be honest, not brutally honest. That's my little tidbit.
DJ Automatic, what's your advice for
Mine's kind of like Anthony's, but my thing that I should have done when I was breaking up with other people, and I'm very guilty of doing this, is I did it over the phone.
Oh, Automatic.
You need to do it in person. Look them in the eye. Tell them exactly how you feel. Let them know so they could see that you're serious, that you're not going to tag them along, that you're not going to keep the relationship going longer than it should because you feel guilty about them liking you and you not liking them. Just look them straight in the eye and say, this isn't going to work.
You really care about them.
Yes.
You do.
Where are you at with FaceTime breakups? FaceTime breakups, yes or no?
I mean, if you're in another state, that's okay. But okay. I think that's... That's a good, like, second option.
Well, if you do live out of town, that is. But
so that was
the
reason why I did it on the phone. I was out of town.
But you know, it's hard. Let's be real. That's what it is. It's hard to
look at somebody and say, hey, you know what? I don't feel like you're good enough for me anymore.
Dude.
Well, first of all, you don't say that.
But that's basically what you're telling them.
I am very pro FaceTime breakup. It's great, guys. It's great.
So, you know, interestingly enough, what you just said, Automatic, like, you're not good enough. You don't want to talk to somebody like that. You want to be direct.
You don't want to say that, but that's what you're saying.
You want to be kind, but you want to be direct. You have to say it's over. I care, but this part of our life is done. Please don't give me no cliches either. It's not you, it's me, blah, blah. Don't do that.
No, it's me.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I can do better.
Again, back to my point. Don't be brutally honest. Be honest.
And don't sit there and pick that person apart. Don't tell them what they did wrong or what you don't like. It doesn't matter. The relationship is over, and all you're going to do is really hurt this person more and more and make them insecure. The reason that you're doing this the right way, trust me, it's going to be better for them in the long run so they can move on and find someone who really, truly loves them, because you deserve love. And so do they. We'll list these pieces of advice on our social media now. That's going to wrap up this Wednesday's Dear Dana. At Dana Cortez on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A mega church in Cincinnati has just announced that it is paying off $46.5 million in medical debt for more than 45,000 people, families. This makes me feel good. I love today's WTF story. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
Crossroads Church has partnered with RIP Medical Debt. This is a medical debt relief nonprofit to wipe out debts for people in Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Indiana. They're all going to receive bright yellow envelopes this week, letting them know the good news.
So they're going to clear 45,000 people's medical debt?
Yes. A total of $46.5 million. The senior pastor, his name is Brian Tome, says that he wants to impact people in a large way. When they get their letter, it'll say, congratulations, your debt has been paid because someone loves you and there is a God and he has not forgotten about you.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
I know my response would be, thank you, Jesus.
For sure. The church is wiping out debt for 41,233 households in Ohio for a total of $42.8 million, 2,900 in Kentucky. For a total of $1.9 million, and 503 in Tennessee, $1.5 million and 136 Indiana homes for $200,000. You might think, well, that sounds like more. Well, RIP Medical did. They go in and they're like, we'll pay everything if you lower your bill. They negotiate a lower rate. Didn't you used to work for a credit
I used to work for a debt collection agency, and you can sometimes, well, here's a little trick. You can pay a percentage of those medical bills.
Well, it's just beautiful to see the church doing something with all that Jesus money Kanye got.
Well, that ain't Kanye's church. We'll see what he does, and also some of the other big mega churches. Let's think about it. I wonder how many medical debts or mortgage debts or student loan debts Joel Osteen's knocked out. Were those crickets I heard?
Yeah, that was. I was looking for that number. Couldn't find it at all.
How did that megachurch get $46 million, though?
Have you seen how many people go to these churches? What's happening to the other churches' money? If they got this much money, what's happening to all their money?
I mean, in all reality, the Catholic Church could sell one painting and probably knock out all of student loan debt in the United States.
What was that?
That's all the millennials running to the pews of the Catholic Church praying for student debt loan forgiveness. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be back with more, y'all. Less than five from right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Men really are disgusting. Only 30% of men wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. Y'all are the reason coronavirus is going to be everywhere. Girl talk here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
Don't shame us, men.
Shame. Shame.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Wash your hands. And by the way, ladies, 65% of us wash our hands.
Isn't that impressive?
Well, it's not 100, but it's better than 30.
You know what? You got a D.
Yeah. Well, you got to think about it, right? Like when we go, sometimes you don't even have to touch it.
What?
That's a good bathroom
trick.
That
is so strange.
You can do that.
No.
And it's also science that if you go outside as a man, you don't have to wash your hands either.
That's disgusting. That's also science. That is not science. You're going to bring back the germs anyway.
Serious question, Anthony. Do you wash your hands before or after you go to the bathroom?
I think you should wash them before. I don't, but I think you should.
I wash my hands sometimes before, sometimes after, but it just depends on what kind of the situation we're in.
Well,
if I'm like shaking
friends.
A lot of hands, I'm washing my hands before I touch my own stuff.
Talk to your man friends, DJ Automatic, because they're not doing it. And with coronavirus, we need things to be clean. There are public places just full of germs. So I want you to turn your radio up because you definitely don't want to forget that the touch screen is disgusting. Studies found some germs that live on there can cause blood poisoning even. I'm talking about the fast food touchscreen. I'm talking about the self-checkout touchscreen at the grocery store.
Oh.
Disgustingly dirty because people don't wash their hands.
You know what's touchscreen is always gross?
What, Otto?
Anybody who's ever worked in a restaurant, when you're putting in your order, that touchscreen is the most disgusting thing.
That's nasty.
Ever.
Only thing nastier than that is a touchscreen in the radio studio we have.
Oh,
that's bad. You guys
here,
are gross.
How often do I clean this?
A lot.
It is so freaking disgusting.
Dana brings her own Clorox.
I do. I'm like, what is going on in here? Oh, Jesus. Okay, now we're going to move on to the second most disgusting place in public. Let me just tell y'all something. Every time you flush, a spray of bacteria-filled droplets flies out into the bathroom air.
Ugh.
Scientists actually have a name for that. It's called a toilet plume. Where do all the germs go? Into that old-fashioned wall-mounted dryer. There's a new study that says they're spreading germs with every blast.
What?
You know those new fancy jet ones?
Oh.
Well, they spread them at warp speed. So everything that comes out of the toilet goes into the dryer onto your hands. Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty gnarly.
Why do they even have them then?
I don't know, but I use towels.
So you don't use the blow dryer anymore?
No.
Most restrooms don't even have paper towels anymore.
Use your jeans. Okay, use your clothes. Do something. Here's another one. Hi, this is so disgusting, especially since it's warming up. A water park full of kids can have 22 pounds of poop floating around. Oh, my gosh. Youngsters can carry as much as 10 grams of leftover feces on their rear ends. Because you know they don't clean that up. They don't clean behind. They don't do it right. And it adds up. And chlorine doesn't kill everything. So your best line of defense, try not to swallow any water.
How about don't get in that pool?
That's so disgusting. Three more public places that you really need to avoid or make sure you clean off before you use so you don't get any kind of sickness. We'll share it with you next here on the Dana Cortez Show. It's Girl Talk. Ladies, I'm proud we wash our hands twice as many times as men do. We'll be right back with those next.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody's freaking out about coronavirus, buying masks and all that. Don't buy masks. Wash your hands. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. It's Girl Talk time. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I'm very proud because we ladies actually wash our hands 65% of the time after going to the bathroom. Well, while men, according to the CDC, admit to only washing their hands 30% of the time, this is the key to keeping any kind of virus, flu, sickness away from you. Wash your hands. We just talked about touch screens being disgusting. Grocery store, this radio studio. Where is another place? Fast food. Right? When you go to fast food places, it's so disgusting. We talked about every time you flush in a public bathroom. If they've got one of those dryers, those hand dryers, all of that spray, it's called toilet plume, goes into that dryer and sprays onto your hands.
Did we mention elevators?
No, we didn't, buttons. But that's another one, too. Oof. I don't even touch them. I use my knuckles or my elbow. It's so disgusting. A water park full of kids can actually hold 22 pounds of poop floating around.
That's nasty.
That's just disgusting.
Gross. Ugh. So we've reached the top three places that you really need to clean, these public places that you're at, so you can avoid getting any kind of virus. Your gym. If your gym offers a way to clean the equipment before you use it, do it, and do it after you use it. Because bacteria makes a leap from our skin to anything we touch. And we're talking about being sweaty and warm. These places breed bacteria. How I'm very weird about cleaning equipment.
Dana makes me spray down, or she sprays down every single thing we get on.
Before and after. You have to. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Or you can do what we do and skip it.
Skip
to the gym.
Actually, I went to the gym.
Don't go to the gym.
I did go to the gym. I'm back at it.
We feel good. One day.
I'm sorry.
All right. So then here's another one. Automatic. You know, you mentioned earlier the touch screen at the restaurant when you're checking out is always disgusting. Let me take a moment right here to tell all of the waiters and waitresses, can you clean the salt and pepper shakers and clean that? Because that's really disgusting. Your menu is really, really dirty. The menu at restaurants, if not cleaned properly, can have 100 times more bacteria than a toilet seat.
Oh, my.
That is gross. The problem is restaurants don't use a lot of bleach and things. They don't want to make people sick, but there are other ways to disinfect. So they keep using the same dirty rag over and over, literally spreading germs onto the menu.
That last one hit me hard because I touch a lot. I didn't think about that. I do touch a lot of menus, and I'm not going to fault a restaurant for not cleaning their menus. That's just nasty.
Well, you need to, like, take some kind of
spray. What are you
going to,
like, hold it with
you?
Like, your napkin?
Yeah,
now?
What do we do now? Yeah.
Napkins. And then take some hand sanitizer. Although it isn't as good as washing your hands, it's better than nothing. Oh, that's gross. And then you're going to eat with all that bacteria in your
hands. I'm just going to eat at home.
And then finally, you might pick up more than just a lot of bread at the store. On a grocery cart, there could be 11 million microorganisms, including from raw meat and dirty diapers, just sitting on your grocery cart handle.
I wipe that thing down every time with the little wipes that they have.
So it says here, this is from the CDC. Many grocery stores nowadays are offering antibacterial wipes. Use them. Use them on your hands. Use them on the cart. Use them. Use them. Use them. If you like this list of public places to avoid, this is one we got to throw up on our social media, guys, for real.
I'm going to become the bubble boy.
The bubble boy. You're going to live in a bubble?
Just going to live in the bubble. We're going to have to do the show from the bubble. And people are going to have to come meet us like the little boy in Seinfeld.
All right. I never watched Seinfeld, so thank you so much for explaining that. We're throwing these up on our social media. Don't be scared of the coronavirus. Be scared of people who don't wash their hands. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. Share it. Make people aware. Don't buy masks. Wash your hands. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, Anthony, you've done a lot of things that make me mad, make me angry. I mean, we all team here. We family. But today of all days for you to say you're not going to vote really pissed
dude.
Me off. And we're going to take it to the airwaves. The Dana Cortez Show is on. It's debate time. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. That was really in passing. It was like a really in blase, blase kind of comment.
Well, you don't.
You can't be blase, blase.
You can't be blase, blase about voting.
They need to extend. Well, there's a lot of reasons. Oh, my God. I wasn't prepped to do this whole argument right now.
Well,
the reason I'm not making it today, I got to get an oil change.
Okay, that's not a good reason.
I gotta go get
an oil
change.
You can do it tomorrow.
No, I, dude, I'm already 3,000 miles past where
I was
supposed to get
it. Okay, you can do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, honestly, here's it. As a millennial, I've lived in the Clinton era, right? I was born into that. Lived in the Bush era and Obama and now the 45th, right? Really, nothing has really changed in my America for me. So it's like, it's kind of the point where like, does it even matter? And then after 2016, when like the Russians hacked everything anyway, like, does it
automatic? Will you be the judge and will you let me battle it out?
Well, he already lost.
Okay, go.
If he doesn't vote,
am
he already
I finally
lost.
Gonna win? Am I finally gonna win a debate? Well, let me tell you something.
It's not debatable.
Before we come back to present our cases, Anthony, I want to tell you something. Millennials, honestly, will soon be the largest and most powerful group driving future elections in the U.S. It used to be the baby boomers, but they're dying off. So if you're not voting, you're not using your voice. You just said nothing's changed. Well, you can't make change if people don't vote. So we'll come back with my arguments. Obviously, I'm going to win, and I have a surprise for you.
Oh.
I've got somebody that wants to have a talking to you.
Who are you going
to
call, Michelle Obama?
No, this is a very influential...
You'd be lucky to call Michelle Obama.
Very influential person in your life. Reasons why you need to get to the polls. Exercise your right to vote. This isn't a debate. This is education. When we come back, it's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Debate time here on the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm angry at Anthony A. because he says voting doesn't matter. I'm Dana Cortez.
The very disappointed DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You know, before the break, Anthony, you said nothing's changed. It might change if young people would vote. Here's a very sad statistic. Only 19% of people age 18 to 29 vote. Over half, between 45 and 64, go vote. That's why nothing's changed. Because we letting the older people decide our lives. We can't do that. You've got to vote. College debt, lack of good paying jobs, crippling blows to the financial future of young people, all in the hands of these baby boomers.
But here's the thing, bro. Obama said he was going to help us out with our student loan debt. Nada, homie. Nada. Nothing. Zip. Nothing.
Well, right? I mean,
he's got a good point.
I just feel like...
No. I know that you've been able to move it over and over and over, and you never make your payment. I hear you in here going, I'm going to move that to the next year or something. That was Obama helping you do that, but you can't do that forever.
True.
You got to pay it back.
Defer.
Yeah, and if we are going to make change, we've really got to vote. Remember, the young people, for the first time in a very long time, there's going to be more than older baby boomers. So it's important. And you know, there's somebody else I got on the phone. All right, so we got a little surprise for you on line 8 here. Doris, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
Hello,
Anthony. Doris.
I heard it right there.
Hi, Otto. Hi, Dana. Well, I was on hold. I used the time to settle my heart rate and gather my thoughts.
Thank you very much, I can hear the disappointment, Doris.
In your voice.
Well, it's more than disappointment. So I don't know, Dana, you might want to start off with that whole disclaimer that the opinions of Anthony's mom is not that of the radio station.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We'll begin with that. Will you please tell your son why it's so urgent for him to vote and everybody who's listening?
Yes, and I don't know how much time we'll have, but I'll make it brief. So the first thing is, whomever the Democratic nominee is, I believe they'll probably be one term. They cannot do the kind of damage in one term that another 4 years of Trump and Barr can do to us would be detrimental.
Okay.
So that's one.
You're shaking. Okay. She was like crying.
She's upset.
I'm like, oh my God. And then the other thing is, if you don't want to vote for a president, that's fine. You don't have to. But you absolutely 100% have to get to that ballot box. I mean, we have to gain the Senate and we got to keep the House. Because if we have 4 more years, we need to put some checks in place for all that power of Barr and Trump, because that is dangerous.
I don't think your mom likes Trump.
Okay.
I have a feeling she's not going to be voting for him.
Like him.
It's not.
I don't know what it is.
It's not that serious. Like,
it's very serious. And I'm going to give you the reason why it's the most serious. Do you know what August 18th is?
Yes, it's the 100-year anniversary that women were allowed to vote. And just to let people out there understand, it's even deeper than that. My nana couldn't vote until the late 50s, early 60s, because her skin is brown. black and brown people were still kept away from the ballot box. Ladies, we must celebrate. We must unite. August 18, 2020 is 100 years. Our voices are the most powerful in this country. Get out. Yep. Exercise your right to vote, especially in local elections.
What is this? I got a super suplex right now?
You
got
super Tuesday.
And you guys have this whole little thing planned where you guys give me this women voting right? What is this?
Yes.
You is this another intervention?
You had no idea it was on hold. Dana had no I always loved Dana and have a huge amount of respect, but it's gone even over the top now that she absolutely knew what August 18th was. Blam!
Well, you know what we're going to do, Doris? What we're going to do is we're going to try to register or at least get people to pledge, if they're already registered, 100,000 women to get registered before the November election.
Oh, my God.
That's the goal!
That would be
of the
awesome.
Dana Cut That Show!
You know, Doris, guess whose idea that was? My mom's.
You got it, mom.
I'll go out and vote, and we'll... you know what? There's too many educated cholas in my life.
That's
between Dana and my mom. I'm over all y'all.
Yeah.
As long as you get your butt over to vote, I don't care. Anthony A., please vote. Are you going to vote for real? You said you were?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And anyone else that can go vote as well.
Please do it. Remember, local elections are the most important. President doesn't worry about your schools. He doesn't know about the potholes on your road. Local elections matter the most. And by the way, I'm serious. What you just heard, that is our initiative to register 100,000 women before the November election in honor of the 19th Amendment turning 100 years old this year.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.